Okay, so I'll lead us in a few prayers. You as well will be praying. Let us pray with our hands together. God, we pause right now, and it's been a tough week. We know that some circumstances have been happening in our country. We have no easy answers. But we come this afternoon, as many in this country have today, and we just say, God, we need your help. We pray for those who are hurting in Colorado. And we just ask that you continue to send your help there. So please be with us this afternoon as we continue to listen, to meditate, to learn from you. In your name we pray. Amen. If you could take your hands, and we have a few newcomers today. Could you please take your hands, open them up? The handshake was invented, they say, because it was to show a sign of peace, that I carry no weapon, and I want to welcome you. And so let's do that. Can we just go shake hands with 3 to 5 people and just welcome them in peace to the Rock today? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Ian? David? Good to see you. Good to see you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The sermon this afternoon is entitled "The Family and the Flock." And I'd like to talk to you today from 1 Peter chapter 5. If you have your Bibles, please turn with it to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'd like to be focusing on the comparison biblically. Between the concepts of church as a family, as well as the concept of church as a flock. And how these concepts can change our homes, can change our work, can change our businesses if we own one. You know, as we just prayed earlier, and as you turn your Bibles, I just want to pause because sometimes we don't. It's been a tough week, especially Friday night, Saturday, as some of you know, Thursday, Friday. This was in Colorado, in Aurora specifically. As many of you know, there was a mass shooting. Many people were injured. 12 people passed away. And as we can see, there's many people looking for answers to why, to how, to how not again. And so as we, just be reminded, as we shake hands with one another, that the origin of showing that we have no weapon, that we come in peace, is really important. And I think it's really especially important as we come together week after week. Sometimes we meet, sometimes in the week for small groups, that each time we come together to church, that we come with no weapons. We come disarmed. We come to love and to encourage each other.
When we come to church,
So I'd just like to pause for a minute of silence as we pray for what's happening right now in Colorado. I'd like to leave it open for a minute, and then I'll close this in a prayer. Let's pray. And let's continue to pray. God of all mercies, please stand by everyone that is affected in this time of need. Especially for those in Aurora, Colorado. This is indeed their time of need. And continue to watch over us all. We are reminded that the world is sometimes a dangerous place. So please grant us peace. And as our church family today at the Rock joins the nation in praying for the victims, may we be committed to learning from you and putting on continual love. Even as we struggle with meaning and hope in this fragile and broken world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please join together together as one congregation as we read this. I'd like to ask the... I'll begin first with the English, and then Ji Chen will just read with the Chinese. We have seven verses to read through, so I'll begin with verse 1. Please join with me if you can read in English, and if you can read in Chinese, you can continue to read it doubly. Verse 1. To the elders among you, I appeal you as a fellow elder and a witness of Christ's sufferings, who also will share in the glory to be revealed. I'm going to pause here and we'll continue to read, but this is the Apostle Peter that wrote this. And when he says fellow elder, I appeal to you as a fellow elder, he's actually showing a sign of respect, almost a sign of humility. Because he was not a fellow elder. He was the chief elder. He's in charge of the whole church. God has said to Peter, you are in charge of the whole church. So I just pause here to just highlight that he is writing here with an act of humility. And so we continue in verse 2. The Apostle Peter says, verse 2, be shepherds of God's flock, together with me, that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve. Now, some of you that just read in English, and we're going to continue to read in Chinese, I want you right now to, as the Chinese is read, I want you to reread it in English and just think that this could not only just be for the church, the Rock, it could not only just be for the youth group, upstairs. It could not only be for businesses, for schools. It could be for any organization where you've been entrusted in running.
在我们读中文的时候，请刚才读英文的人，你可以继续的思想。这不只是在教会，也是不只是对青少年楼上的那些青少年，而且是对我们家庭工作中每一个人都可以适用的。So
if the verse 2, if the Chinese could be read as we continue to reflect on how this could affect us.
在我们读中文，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们。 不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Thank you for reading that. Verse 3. Not lording it over those who are entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Verse 4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必将你们升高。
And lastly, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。Here
in 1 Peter chapter 5,
在彼得前书五章,
we find the substance of how we are to relate to one another in a group setting known as the local church.
我们知道我们在神的教会里面这样一个设定里面应该怎样的相处。
But I want to submit today that this will not only affect the local church, but any organization which we have been entrusted with.
我想说的是，这不只是对当地的教会如此，在我们所处的任何一个机构都是如此。
Now, for many of us here outside of the church, the biggest responsibility we have is the family.
在我们教会以外，我们最要负责任的就是我们的家庭。
I believe that these verses hold great weight for our families.
我相信这些经文对我们家庭也非常重要。
Some of us have a business.
我们中间有一些人有。
I believe these verses can hold great weight for how we run those businesses.
这些经文对我们在企业运作也有很重的分量。
There's a metaphor used here in 1 Peter chapter 5.
在彼得前书有一个类比。
And it's found behind me on the screen.
大家可以看到后面的。
The Bible is full of metaphors.
圣经里面充满了类比。
These metaphors are used to illustrate God to us.
这些类比是把上帝显明给我们。
And these metaphors not only help us relate to God, but they help us relate to each other.
这些类比不只是帮助我们认识神，也帮助我们彼此交往。
1 Peter chapter 5 is big on one metaphor. God is the shepherd, and we are the sheep.
彼得前书告诉我们，这个类比是上帝是。
So to summarize again, metaphors help us understand God better. God is huge. God is big. God allows us to describe Him and relate to one another in terms that we can better understand Him. This is a popular way to describe our primary relationship, as well as that God is placed, which is, everyone knows this one, that the church is like a flock. The congregation is like a flock.
就有一个类比大家都很知道的，就是
So I'd like us to look at a few metaphors and break it down about what the description is, what the origin is, and the good and the bad of it. When Jesus talks in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, we see the early beginnings of this metaphor of sheep and shepherd. This is the first instance of it. In the Old Testament, of course, there was David who was a shepherd, and in Genesis there are many shepherds in Bible characters. But in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus is described going from town to town, village to village, and he looks at people, and he had compassion for them because they were harassed, they were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And so from the Gospels to the pastoral epistles, this metaphor is used. And to this point where 1 Peter, Christians are finally, for the first time, being persecuted. So it is significant, this demonstration of a shepherd and sheep needing to be led. Needing to be protected. Needing their basic necessities met. And so listen again with that in mind, verse 2.
把这些记在心以后再看第二节。
This is to the church, to us today. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing.
第二节说，牧羊牧羊在你们中间，上帝的群羊，按着上帝旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Now, while that might be meant for us as a church, that sounds a lot to me, for example, like a charge for a family. Be shepherds of God's flock, perhaps children, that are under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you get to.
牧羊牧羊在你们中间上帝的羊群，也许他们就是你们的孩子，按着上帝的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
And perhaps this isn't the first time you've heard this union of church and family.
也许这是你第一次听见教会和家庭的合一。
Very often we hear about how the church is a family.
通常的时候我们听见说教会就是一个家庭。
But your family by itself is also a church. I'm going to say that one more time. Your family that you're going to go home to is a church.
我再说一遍，就是你要回去的那个家，就是也是一个教会。
Pope John Paul II said that the most important church that we each pastor is not the one that meets on Sunday.
教宗保罗二世曾说，我们所说的那个教会不是我们每个星期天相遇一次的那一个。But
the one that meets 7 days a week.
是那一个我们七天都相遇的。Where
the father and the mother are each pastors.
就是父亲和母亲每人都是做牧者的。So
if the family is a church, then the family can learn from some of these principles found here in 1 Peter chapter 5.
所以家庭是一个教会，所以家庭也可以从彼得前书五章学习到这些那些准则。
So we can use these metaphors here of shepherd, sheep, flock.
所以我们可以用这个类比有关牧羊人和群羊
in our primary relationships
在我们最基本的人群关系当中
we like metaphors until we find out what it really means in our lives
我们喜欢类比特别是在我们知道它在我们生活中的意义以后
here's an example
有一个例子
especially in relationships between people
在人与人相处的关系当中
we have metaphors
我们常常用类比
with Lorena
和 Lorena
I call her honey buns
我叫她蜜糖
the reality is that these terms can be limiting
在事实当中这些称谓可以有很多的限制
I mean a couple of years ago I don't even know how it happened but I just happened to call her honey and then I added buns
就是我也不知道怎样发生就是几年以前我开始叫她honey 后来就加上了
And it's because I think she's very sweet. I think she's got a tender heart. And somehow she is touched. She found it loving. That is until one day we were at HEB and we saw this. Because that is actually what a honey bun looks like. Does Lorena actually look like a honey bun? She said, she looked at me, she said, Ew! Are you saying that I'm an artificial? Are you saying that I don't look appealing? And then when she was pregnant, are you saying that I'm big and that I'm shaped like that? So let's go back to what I said, that metaphors are used to a limit. You know, on the positive, metaphors help us understand God better and be in better relationship with Him. And then when metaphors, they become bad because, and we shy away because sometimes we don't like what it illustrates because it's meant to teach us. And that is the case with sheep. So, I'm going to go into some derogatory things about sheep here. Have you ever heard the phrase dumb as sheep? It's not a positive comment. Sheep left alone are very dumb. Sheep can't be left alone. If you put sheep beside water, they'll keep on drinking and drinking, and you don't know when to stop. They can overeat by themselves and get really sick. Sheep have no defensive mechanisms. But get this, God says that we are sheep. So here's a few facts I found this week researching sheep. Sheep are the only domesticated animal that cannot go wild. I visited many of your homes. We spent some time with the Changs, and they've raised dogs and even birds.
We
if you let your dog or your bird free,
自由自在的话,
they'd probably get a little thinner, but they would survive.
他们可能自己会变得瘦一点,
if you let your pet sheep go,
如果你让你的宠物是个羊的话, 你让它自己,
it's going to get eaten up.
它就会死劲地吃,
so in animal kingdom, sheep have no way to defend themselves.
在, 动物界, 羊不会自我保护,
they have no fangs, they have no claws,
它没有, 鳞也没有爪,
they have no shell,
它们也没有壳,
they have no skunk spray,
它也没有, 放的那个臭气。
So then here's another one. How about flight? Can they flee? Well, for starters, we know they're slow.
他们也不能跑得很快,
they have bad eyesight.
他们, 很弱势,
terrible hearing.
听不见,
their posture. They, you know, dogs can at least bark. Cats can hiss at you. Rattlesnakes can rattle. What do sheep do?
狗会叫, 猫会, 然后就是, 响尾蛇也可以摇尾巴, 但是羊会干什么呢?
Sheep know only one thing.
羊只知道一件事,
they only have one trick.
他们只有一招,
they know how to stay in groups.
他们知道怎么样成, 待在一个群体。
Animal scientists used to think that flocking, that the idea of grouping together was a complex behavior.
动物学家曾经认为, 群体居住是一个很复杂的,
Because, you know, to get planes to fly that close in a group is very complex.
如果让飞机, 很靠近距离的飞行是非常难的。
But with sheep, apparently it's very simple to them. You just get two or three together and they will group together and do the same thing.
然后对羊确实很容易, 你只要把两三只羊放在一起, 他们就会组成一对, 做一样的事情。
And I want you right now to take your finger and I want you to point at your neighbor.
我希望你伸出一个手指指着你的邻居,
and say this, God says that that's you.
我希望你对你的邻居用手指指着他说，上帝说这就是你。
It's the language of Psalms. It's the language of Jesus when he calls himself the Good Shepherd.
这是上帝的言语，他说自己是牧羊人。
In the Old Testament, Isaiah says, we have all like sheep gone astray.
在旧约以赛亚书中说，我们都如羊走迷路。
We have each turned our own way.
个人偏行己路。
And then get this, but the Lord has laid on his servant the sins of all of us.
然后他继续说, 上帝却将我们的罪放在他的仆人身上。
God doesn't think we are dumb.
上帝却不认为我们是蠢笨的。
We can act dumb.
我们也许, 表现出很笨的样子。
But God does not think we are dumb or unworthy. He invites us into his family. So I'd like to move from the metaphor of sheep into this other metaphor of family. So we talked about where the origins of this came from. Where did the origin of family come from? Well, before 1 Peter, we know in the Gospels that Jesus addresses God as Abba, Father.
在彼得之前，我们就知道耶稣把上帝称作是阿爸父。
We find that there's language throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament about brothers and sisters and this new humanity.
我们可以发现在新旧约中都有兄弟姐妹这样的称谓，这是新的一个关系。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners or aliens, but you are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's family. And then in the Greek, it says household, God's family.
在以弗所书二章说, 然而你们成为, 神家中的一员。
So regardless of whichever metaphor you like, whether it's sheep or whether it's family or, you know, there's many metaphors, we ultimately need to be under someone's care.
不管你是用羊的类比还是家的类比, 我们知道最终我们需要是受到别人, 受到照顾的。
all the organizations that we are a part of, whether it's church, family, work, they're under someone's care. The question is not who should lead them, but how will we lead them? I've been a part of many churches. And inevitably, after a church grows and it gets to a comfortable size, there's a few questions about who's leading the church. So there's kind of three scenarios. Is it the families leading the church? Is it the churches leading the families? So I'll pause here for a second. Like, is it families leading the churches? Some of us have visited churches where there's families that are very influential and they get to make all the decisions for the church. The second example about the church being someone's family, we had dinner last week. With a good friend who grew up in Fredericksburg. She was sharing with us why she had some reservations about church in her life. And she said it was because of the strange power influence of the church in her family. Because for a while, the pastor was living in their house. And he expected this family, they're not related, it wasn't Fredericksburg, it was Dripping Springs. But in this church in Dripping Springs, this pastor expected his family to serve him. And when I say serve, I mean like to serve him and to serve him food, to do his laundry for him, to make his bed for him. And basically, he came in and overtook their house. Well, obviously, we're not wanting either one of these examples. So in verse 3, there's big insight for us. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So when we lead whatever organization, the first thing that we should start with is, are we willing to do the thing that we're asking someone else to do? People follow what we are able and willing to do. It's not on the slide, but this is from verse 3. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. So I'm going to repeat this one more time because it's really important. People follow what we are able and willing to do ourselves. Co-workers follow what we are able and willing to do ourselves. My children are willing to follow what we are able and willing to do ourselves. My friends will follow what we are able and willing to do ourselves. And this gives us a third alternative, that if it's not families leading the church, and if it's not churches lording over families, that if we put God first,
这就是第三个选择，就是也不是一些家庭影响教会的决策，也不是教会辖制家庭。那有第三个选择就是
as the head shepherd,
就如我们的牧长,
he has done what we are, what he has done everything.
就好像我们的牧长做了他为我们能做的一切。
So we move into verse 3-6 to practice three things that will help any organization.
进到第三到第六节，这样的准则会帮助任何一个组织。
It's in how we communicate.
是我们如何去交流。
It's how we show humility.
是我们如何显出我们的谦卑。
It's how we give care.
是我们如何给出我们的关怀。
You know, how we communicate, we're talking about communication, how we communicate is determined by which social setting we're in.
我们如何交流是由我们
So how we talk is related to our environment. When we're in a country club, we're quieter.
Country club.
When we're in a mall, we're a bit louder. We talk more freely. At the hospital, we talk with more solace. So how we talk is related to our environment. Well, one day we were in a coffee shop in Vancouver. So in this social setting, it was very loud. You know what a coffee shop is like. There's machines going, there's orders being taken, everyone was talking. And so I was with five young men from our church. And we were having a good time, just catching up and laughing. I thought we were doing a great job communicating. That was until an older gentleman came along. He looked like he was in his 70s, maybe early 80s. And I expected him maybe to ask us for help or just to ask a question. But what he did surprised me. He yelled at me. He looked at me as the oldest at the table, and he pointed me out, and he says, you guys are being too loud. You're embarrassing me. And I was shocked, because everyone's talking in this coffee shop. Believe me, I did not want to be patient with this man. But I had these five college kids looking at me. What do we do?
然后这里有五个大学生看着我，该怎么办呢？
So I looked at the social setting. It's a loud place.
我看着这个社交的场合是很喧嚷的地方。
So I waited.
所以我等一等。
He went back to his table and he sat with, I believe it was his wife.
那个老先生走回他的桌子和他的太太坐下。So
we waited.
所以我们就等。But
being patient was not good because my five college kids were glaring at him.
然后耐心不是一件容易的事，我看见那五个大学生瞪着眼看他。So
I went and got a cup of water and I went over to him.
然后我 去拿了一杯水，然后我就走向他。
I think my college kids thought I was going to pour it on him.
五个大学生觉得以为我会把这个水倒在他身上。
And I said, "Would you like a glass of water for your sore throat from yelling at us?"
然后我就把水递给他说，你要不要一杯水？因为你向我们吼叫，可能会口干嘛。
And he started crying.
然后他开始哭了。
So now I'm like really scared. One minute this man's yelling at us. The next minute he's crying. I don't know what we did.
那个时候我感到很害怕。一分钟之前他向我们发怒吼叫，一分钟以后他又哭了。
There isn't a happy ending. He was still very angry with us.
后面没有一个开心的结束，因为他还是对我们。
But this is what he said.
这是他说的。
He said, "I've never been accepted by this country."
他说我从来没有被这个国家所接受。
I've never been able to talk as freely and as loud as you guys have.
我从来也没有可以像你们这些人这样自由自在大声说话。
And so I realized not everyone has experienced what we've experienced.
所以我意识到不是所有的人都有着我们同样的经历。
Like I said, there's no happy ending. He still was very angry. He still felt we were embarrassing the Chinese culture.
我觉得最后他还是不开心，因为他觉得我们还是有损于中国的文化。
But you know, as I read 1 Peter chapter 5 about how we address elders and how young people should submit.
当我读彼得前书五章，看到年轻人应该怎样顺服年长的。
What did I really lose?
我失去了什么呢？
I mean, the restaurant that was full of people that perhaps were not Chinese saw some young people submitting to an older gentleman, even after being yelled at.
在一个很喧嚷的地方，很多的人都很吵，有一群年轻的人顺服这位老先生。
And that ties together two points I just shared here, which is just patiently communicating with people.
有两点要讲，就是要耐心的和别人
How verse 3 to 6 show that we can address the different generations.
在第三到第六节讲到可能是两个不同的年代的人怎样交流。
And I'm just going to introduce this one here that lording means we can do whatever I want.
辖制意味着就是我就是做我想要做的事。
But serving means in that whatever we do is for the environment around us to benefit.
服侍就是要让我周围的人得到好处。
So we ask, what will our churches, our families, our workplace look like then?
那我们就问我们的教会、我们家庭、我们工作的场所，看上去会怎么样呢？
So I believe that whatever happens the most will affect the things that we attend the least.
我觉得会影响我们周遭环境最多的，却是我们最少去关心的事。
And the thing that we attend the most is our homes and our family life.
我们最关心的是我们的家庭，我们家庭成员的生活。
So if we want the rock and our church environment to change, our homes must change first.
如果我们希望我们的教会能有所改变，我们希望从我们的家庭的改变先开始。
It's the same thing with work. We don't want our workplace to affect our family life. We want to let our family life be in balance with work.
我们不希望工作的环境来影响我们家庭的生活。相反，我们希望我们家庭生活能够去平衡工作的生活。
So what we each bring from our families is the basic building block of our family church life.
我们家庭生活所带出的是教会家庭生活中最简单。
So if you want the church family life to be about missions, then get your family to go on missions.
如果希望我们的教会能够热衷于传教，那我们的家庭首先要热衷于传教。
If we want the church life to practice more, to be more generous, our families should be more generous.
如果我们希望我们的教会有多的愿意多慷慨解囊，我们家庭就要如此。
So here's an example with offering.
就像奉献这一个例子。
One day when Grayson is old enough to understand what a coin is,
Grayson 有一天能够明白硬币意味着什么。
Grayson is our son.
Grayson 是 Tom 的孩子。
He's like 16 months.
他16个月。
When he's old enough to understand what a coin is,
当他有足够大明白硬币是什么的时候，
we're going to ask him, where do you want to go?
我们会问他你要去哪里。
So, you know, there's a 10% tithe.
那里有10% 的奉献。
Most of us can afford an extra 1% to make it 11.
我们中许多的人都可以支付多的10%。
So we still set aside the 10, and, you know, that's reserved. But, you know, what's an extra 1%?
我们可以预留10%，那多余的10%，那一怎么办？
So we say to Grayson, where would you like this...this extra 1% to go.
我们会问他Grayson, 你希望这多余的1%用去哪里呢？
And I think it's going to change him.
我想这个会改变他。
It won't just be something that mom and dad do.
这个就不再是爸爸妈妈所做。
It'll be something that he does.
而是他所做的事。
One of the great deceptions in life,
生活中最大的谎言就是
is that I'm too good to be a sheep.
我比那个羊好太多了。
Because I'm a strong, self-reliant male man.
就是我是一个可以自食其力的强有力的男人。
Or you're a strong, self-reliant woman.
或者就是我是自食其力很有力的女人。
I control my life and my destiny.
我掌控我的命运。
I refuse to be sheep.
我拒绝做一只羊。
So knowing that we human beings are like sheep without a shepherd, what?
我们人就好像羊没有牧人。
What does that do with our relationship with God?
如果是这样的话，我们和神的关系又会如何呢？
Because God has provided us in the person of Jesus Christ a chief shepherd.
因为上帝为我们预备了我们的牧长耶稣基督。
This is what I think it could be like.
我想这个会是这个样子。
In Istanbul,
在伊斯坦布尔,
this is a long quote, I'll read it and I'll get you to translate it. This is a few years ago, hundreds of sheep followed their leader off a cliff in eastern Turkey, plunging to their deaths this week while shepherds looked on in dismay. The shepherds were eating breakfast. 400 sheep fell just mere 15 meters to their deaths.In a ravine in Van province near Iran. But these 400 sheep fell down and broke the fall of the next 1,100 sheep that fell on top of them. They survived. Shepherds from Iskukur village neglected the flock while eating breakfast, leaving the sheep to roam free. The loss to local farmers was estimated at $74,000.
在伊斯坦布尔土耳其的地方有成百只羊跟着他们的头羊跳下了悬崖，然后掉进了然后那个摔死了。当他们的牧羊人在吃早饭的时候，400只羊掉下了15米的悬崖死掉了，但是他们成为了另外1100只掉下去的羊的铺垫，使得1100只羊幸存了。新闻报道说，那个村庄的牧羊人忽略了他们的羊群去吃早饭，造成了$74,000的损失。
Thank you. So whose fault was it?
这是谁的错呢？
Was it the sheep?
是羊的错吗？
It was not the fault of the sheep, but the fault of the shepherds.
不是羊的错，而是牧羊人的错。
Who neglected their flock.
他忽略了他们的羊。
So besides being sheep, God says that we are also shepherds.
除了我们是羊以外，上帝也说我们是牧羊的人。
If you read the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, you think that being a shepherd is a noble thing.
如果你读创世纪前面的话，你知道做牧羊人是一个很尊贵的职分。
All the big names were shepherds.
那些 伟人都是牧羊人。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕,
Isaac,
以撒,
Jacob and Moses were shepherds.
雅各和摩西都是。
But when the Israelites were taken to exile, they go through a cultural shift from nomad to they become city dwellers, so there's no more shepherds.
当以色列人迁居埃及的时候，他们就没有牧羊人了。
So by the time of Jesus, shepherds have such low social status that their testimony isn't even valid in the court.
在耶稣的时代，这些牧羊人的社会地位是如此的低下，甚至他们在庭上作证也不被重视。
So besides being looked down upon,
除了被人轻视，
they had a dangerous job.
牧羊人也有很危险的工作。
You know, we all know that shepherds carry a rod and a staff.
我们都知道牧羊人有一个杖。
That was to protect them from wolves.
那是保护他们不受狼的攻击。
And the Bible says there's three kinds of shepherds.
在圣经说牧羊人有三种。
So pay attention because as we are asked to be shepherds, which one do you want to be?
当我们要做牧羊人的时候。
Do you want to be the hired hand who does the bare minimum just by feeding, by watering, and when the wolf comes, the hired hand takes off?
我们是要做那种束手高阁不管羊群等到狼来的时候就逃走的人。
Or number two, do you want to be the second shepherd which drives the sheep?
或者成为第二种牧羊人就是
This shepherd uses force and smacks the sheep in line.
这个牧羊人用力气打这个羊群。
And in this way, the sheep never grow.
在他的权威下，羊不会成长。
They never get to learn to exercise whatever intelligence God gave them, so they never thrive.
他们没有机会去。
Those that are under this shepherd, they just get by, they survive.
在这个第二个牧羊人的手下，他们只是仅仅幸存而已。
Or could we be like the good shepherd? The hired hand abandons them, the bad shepherd drives them, but the good shepherd knows them.
我们可不可以成为第三种，不要像第一种束手高阁不理把他们丢下，或者第二种
The good shepherd doesn't drive just from behind. At times, he can also lead in the front.
第三种就是认识他的羊的，不是在他们的背后催逼他们，而是在他们前面带领他们。
And they do this so that whoever attacks has to go through the shepherd first.
所以不管什么来攻击的话，他们牧羊人总是在前面。
The good shepherd is their life.
牧羊人是那些羊的生命。
Do you remember Matthew 9? Do you remember Matthew chapter 9 verse 36?
记得马太福音九章三十六节吗？
Jesus going village to village, he had compassion for them because they were harassed. The people were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
说到耶稣从这个村庄走到那个村庄，看见村民困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人。
I had a friend who was a pastor who, during a break, became a shepherd.
我有一个朋友是牧师，在他休息的时候，他就做牧羊人。
He told me that he learned as much about life from being a pastor to being a father to being a husband from owning sheep as he had all the books he had ever read.
他告诉我，从他牧羊的经历当中，他学习。到如何做牧师、做父亲，比任何的书他读过的教他的都多。
We have much to learn from sheep and shepherding.
我们可以从羊和做牧人方面学到很多。
So where does Jesus, our good shepherd, lead us?
那个我们的主耶稣基督作为我们的牧长，要带我们去哪里？
He leads us to His Word, and He gives us the water of the Holy Spirit.
他把我们带进他的话语，带我们进入圣灵给我们的。
And this feeds our soul.
他喂养我们的灵魂。
Psalm 23 says, "The Good Shepherd Jesus leads us in the path of righteousness."
在诗篇二十三章说， 我们的主耶稣基督带领我们去走义路。
He brings us into right relationships.
让我们与人与神有好的关系。
He can help us with our relationships.
他也可以帮助我们建立好的人际关系。
The last place that the Good Shepherd leads us,
最后一个地方那个好牧人会带我们去的就是
is to a very strange place.
是一个很奇怪的地方。
That is, the shepherd becomes the sheep.
那就是在那个地方牧人会变成羊。
Jesus becomes the Lamb of God.
那就是耶稣成为上帝的羊。
Who is led to the slaughter.
他被带到宰杀之地。
And it's also very strange to the mind that the Good Shepherd leads us to the cross only to become a lamb and is sacrificed for our sin.
他还很奇怪的是他带我们去到十字架看见他为我们罪被钉死为我们流血。
So we pause today and I ask whatever endeavor that you have been asked to lead.
在我们想一想我们什么时候要在什么地方要带领的时候。
Will you continue to let Jesus lead you?
你会不会让耶稣成为你的带领呢?
It's a very basic question. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
这是一个很基础的问题，就是你和耶稣的个人关系如何呢?
He is the Good Shepherd.
他是一个好牧人。
Whatever illustration, whatever metaphor works for you,
不管哪一个图示或者类比对你帮助的。
May it show you God's love.
希望他能够向你展示上帝的爱。
May it be unconditional.
让你知道上帝的爱是。
And may it include others.
也让这个类比包括了其他的人。
I'd like to pray for us.
我们祷告。
Please join me in prayer. God, we are grateful that you are the Good Shepherd.
上帝，我们充满感激，你是一个好牧人。
We ask you to continue to lead us.
我们祈求你不断继续领导我们。
Even if at times as sheep we are weak,
在羊群软弱的时候。
Even if sometimes we don't know how to lead in our homes or in our service,
就是在我们不知道怎样带领我们的家庭或者服事的时候。
We pray that you would we pray that you would take your acceptance.
我们祷告，你会接受我们。
Your acceptance of us.
你对我们的接纳。
And just continue to trust you.
让我们继续的信靠你。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
In your name we pray. Amen.